I rise today to once again try to end President Trump's war of choice in Iran. We're nearly 5 months into this war, with no end in sight. President Trump and Pete Hegseth have spent at least $37.5 billion on a war that Americans overwhelmingly oppose. Americans are footing the bill with their tax dollars and at the pump as higher prices continue. We've lost 18 American service members, with hundreds more wounded. My heart is with the military families who are grieving the loss of a loved one. Now, after months of chaos, Secretary Hegseth wants Congress to sign off on nearly $70 billion for this illegal war. Nearly $70 billion more of our money to fund a war that Americans did not choose. That's $70 billion that we could be using to bring down the cost of housing and help folks get their foot in the door to buy their very first home. That's $70 billion that we could be using to help families afford childcare and allow parents to get back to work. And that's $70 billion that we could be using to lower Americans' health insurance premiums, fund our rural hospitals, or put some of the damage from Republicans' cuts to Medicaid to rest. In other words, restore that money. Instead, this president wants nearly $70 billion for a war that's spiraling further out of control. That is his priority, not Americans' housing costs or insurance premiums, but rather a war across the globe that nobody asked for. Even worse, we are 5 months into this war, and this administration refuses to give us straight answers about when this conflict will end. It does not have to be this way. It's clear the only way to stop this war and find a political solution through diplomacy and tough negotiations is for Congress to force President Trump's hand. He started this war, and he's clearly incapable of ending it on his own. So on behalf of all of our constituents who are paying the price, I urge my Republican colleagues to join us in bringing an end to this war before another American life is lost. I yield.